Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hello and welcome to a brand new extra special episode of Tender Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling, Kate. Kate and I have decided we cannot not discuss the latest in the beautiful franchise of 90 Day Fiancé, which is the original 90 Day Fiancé. As you probably know, our podcast, Tender Loving Care, which is available on all podcasting platforms, has a new episode each Wednesday. In that episode, we break down a show from the TLC network, past or present, and we deep dive and discuss all the glorious chaos that those shows contain. We also, on a Friday, have our Bravo show. In that, we cover all the beautiful housewife shows that are currently airing. We've decided to watch even more TLC for you, and this episode is purely 90 days, so let's get into it. Hello, Kate.
Hello, hello.
Kate, you are in a little icebox in Austin right now.
Yes, I apologize to the listeners with our episode coming out later than normal, but I lost power last night because the Texas power grid can't handle the cold and power dropped out, internet dropped out. It was not fun, but it's back on, power's back, and I can soldier on now. But
I mean, that state is so monstrously big. And when you have weather issues like that, I just can't imagine how much the grid just basically collapses.
Right. And people aren't used to it. We were talking about this a little bit before we started recording, because I'm from Iowa, Northwest Iowa. It's very, very cold. Lots of snow, lots of ice. You know how to deal with it and make sure your pipes aren't freezing. And you're used to driving in the snow and things like that and getting supplies before the big storm and things. But I feel like the weather is just changing so much, and people in typically warmer climates are getting hit with these winter storms, and they are just like, what do we even do? Yeah.
It's because as humans, we've gotten fucked up our entire planet for generations upon generations. And guess what? We're all paying for it. So
That's it, baby.
That's it. How's LA's chills mills in the evening. And when I say that, we're going down to like 38. It was even at like, 37, 38 in the evening. So it's definitely been chilly. I have my heating on right now. I'm back to recording in my room that I record in my house. But I had to like open the door and get the heating on beforehand because my house gets like an icebox. Like Austin is a little icebox and my house becomes like an icebox as well. It's just, it becomes really, really cold, but it's good in the summer. But speaking about LA, Kate, guys, I will repeat this story on Friday. So apologies if you listen to this episode and on Friday. But speaking about chili, I wrapped up nice and warm on Sunday night because I was going to go meet a friend for a drink in the area that I live in. Now, the area that I live in I live in LA. But LA, if you're not familiar with LA, it's so complicated if you don't know LA. I remember coming here and being like, what? Because it's LA, there's LA County, LA City, and it's all different little cities, but they're all LA. So for example, West Hollywood, where I first lived when I came to America, is its own city. It has its own mayor. It has its own police force, but it's LA. And then you go over to Beverly Hills, and Beverly Hills has its own police force. And it's just separated by Doheny, like one road. It's very odd. And then you can go out as far as somewhere like Camarillo, which is really, really far, like far away from what you think of LA, like Sunset Strip, Hollywood. And that's still LA County. It's just odd. It's very, very odd the way it works. It's a huge, huge place. So where I live is, I'm not in West Hollywood anymore. I'm not in the center of, like, you know, Sunset, Hollywood, all of that. I'm a little bit out of that. So I'm maybe a 15, 20 minute drive from there, right? And that's traffic, whatever. Where I live, I do get quite a lot of celebrity spottings at my Trader Joe's. Macaulay Culkin, I think I mentioned that before. Tons of people kind of live in that area because it's, you know, it's off of middle of Hollywood, middle of LA, and there's some gorgeous, insanely gorgeous houses around there, but it's private. Okay.
Right.
So I get wrapped up because it's chills. I'm going to go meet my friend, who's also a very famous actor. We know who he is, Kate. been a guest on this show. So I'm outside this wine bar. And we, as dickheads, had not seen that it was actually closing early. It was a Sunday night. So I'm calling him and I'm on the phone. And I'm like, dude, this is shut. Should we just go to the one there's another pub next door? And he was like, yeah, I'll meet you there. So I was like, fine. So I'm hanging up and I'm like standing in front of this signpost. And I hear this voice behind me and I clock it because I thought it was English. I wasn't sure. And there are a load of Brits around where I live. And as I turn, it all happens in slow motions, guys. As I turn, I look and I clock, yep, that's James Kennedy, Vanderpump Rules, in front of me with his girlfriend, Ali, also in Vanderpump Rules, Cosmopolitan, Pumptini. And so they're walking in front of me, past me, and my head, this is my thought, train of thought. I'm going, oh my God, that is James Kennedy. Shit, you should say something for the podcast. Hang on, what should you say as they're walking past? Will I sound like an idiot? Hang on, just call his name now as he's getting further away. And then I go to, and I'm like, but, and then my head goes, but what? You're just going to shout James like you know him. You don't even know him, remember? Because I genuinely think I'm friends with these people. And then by the time he was like too far away to call his name. So I was just like,
That's the thing when you see, you think that you will have this cool moment with even these, you know, reality TV celebrities, but in the moment, it's kind of like you can freeze up because I had a chance to meet Sheena at one point, but I just didn't know what to say. And I was like, I don't want to bother.
When was that at that comedy thing that we'd spoken about?
Yeah.
Yeah. The diary reading. Yeah. Now I've seen in the wild, I've spoken to Kristen. I have seen in the wild Jax, who is so much shorter than I thought he was going to be. I've seen Raquel, Rachel. I've spoken to her, and I've seen Schwartz and Sheena, man of makeup, very pretty, but tons of makeup on. And that was years and years ago. Anyway, but the fact is, James Kennedy walked past me and I just went, I want to just go, James, because A is English. So when you're English and abroad, you automatically think that you're friends with every other English person. So in my mind, I was like, I'll just say, oi, James. And he'll be like, all right, mate. But really, he doesn't know me and I don't know him at all. But I missed my chance. But he's in my area. I did know that he had moved into my area. I'd said that to you before, Kate. So he was picking up, him and Ali were picking up food from the place we ended up going into, me and my friend. But I'll tell you what, shocked at their height as well. Shocked at James's height. Always taller. Thought he was going to be, no. I'm 5'10" and I was wearing flats. And he looked kind of my height. He's just not big, like not tall. I thought he'd be tall and lanky, and he wasn't. Yeah, I was surprised by that. But he was very cold. I could tell he was going, oh, I'm freezing. He was like doing this with a jump. But anyway, so I missed my chance with James. Immediately I called Kate. Didn't answer.
No.
So I left you a voicemail being like, dude. And guys, at the live show, I will tell you about another time I had an encounter with someone and I called Kate and she didn't answer. I called her 15 times and she didn't answer. No. And that was an encounter that we can only speak about at the live shows coming soon. Anyway,
right.
I just wanted to tell you guys, I'm going to repeat that on Friday's Bravo episode because it was two kooks, Kate. It was two kooks.
Wow. They are, I think I texted you, I'm like, after I got your voicemail, and I was like, why do you always see these people? You've seen, you just listed the entire cast that you've seen.
Yeah. I haven't seen Stassi. But I'm telling you, remember, it's magnetism. It's a magnet. If you believe, ask, believe, receive, guys. Ask, believe, receive. And I just always happen to, I told you, I'll get obsessed with a TV show, watch it, main guy, main gal, I'll see them like the next day in Whole Foods. It's just, it's kooks. It's a magnet and I keep bringing them to me and I'm happy. Come to me. A little bit of housekeeping before we move on. Guys, I have been DMing with some of you on Instagram. If you don't follow us already, Tender Loving Care Podcast on Instagram. Cuts a long, long story short. Essentially, Kate and I had to do a little bit of refiguring with the podcast. So what we did, we didn't think it would have any effect on you, but we think for our subscribers it has. Essentially, the people that host our podcast, we changed platforms. So we went from one and now we are on Acast. And Acast, we love you. Thank you. And you'll hear Acast being mentioned in our ads on this show. So we're on Acast, as a lot of big pods are. Danny Pellegrino, tons of them are all on Acast. Kate, we're big time. And
I know.
She knows. But what has happened is there's been a little bit of confusion with our subscriber episodes. So as you guys know, twice a month we have episodes that are just for subscribers. It's $5 a month. And there were two ways to sign up. You go to patreon.com. Tender Loving Care Podcast, you sign up there, get notified when there's new episodes, only available to subscribers. There was a second way to do it, and it was through our feed, and you would see the feed of all our shows, and there would be one of our subscriber ones that would have a lock next to it. Click it, and then you put in your details and you get access to all of these shows. That hasn't since disappeared on our feed. You can no longer access our subscribers by clicking on that. The only way to get the subscriber only episodes are to go to patreon.com and search Tender Loving Care Podcast. So what this means is some of you that had subscribed outside of Patreon have not, or have possibly not, received every single episode. I'm unclear on that. I was checking with some of you to see the last one you have received. And we're working on it at the moment. If there are refunds or anything, I don't think that will be necessary because some of you were saying you were charged. Some of you were saying you weren't charged at all. And it's just kind of stopped. But Kate and I are working on it. We've got your email addresses. We'll be reaching out to all of you and figuring all of this out. But stay with us. But it's all, if you want to join, go to patreon.com. That's the easiest way.
There, I want to mention that the link to join the Patreon is in the description of all the episodes. And that takes you to this landing page where you can really easily sign up. You can get these Patreon episodes to show up into the feed of whatever app you prefer to use. So just reach out if you need help getting it how you want it, and I can explain it to you in further detail. But yeah, it's just all boring back end stuff that we didn't realize was happening. So sorry about that, guys. But
yeah,
there's a ton of stuff. There's a ton of stuff on there for you to get caught up on if you've missed a few. So we've got
if
some good.
If you've missed a few, if you haven't signed up yet, it really supports the pod. It's $5 a month. And seriously, guys, you can go now and listen to a ton of hour plus long episodes that are only available to subscribers. So any issues, like Kate says, you can DM us at Tender Loving Care Podcast on Instagram or email us tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. We'll get it all figured. We're going to head into our 90-day fiance show right now, but I just do want to give you a warning. I had a very odd craving today, Kate. There is no baby. However, I had a craving for American candy, and I wanted a chewy. I knew I wanted like a chewy, and mm-hmm. I wanted a like a gummy chewy, and I wanted fruity. So I was like, maybe Starbucks, you know, Starburst, something like that. I went in and I ended up choosing, and you'll be able to see this if you subscribe on YouTube right now and see this. This is Mike and Ike's Sour Blast in a little cardboard box. Now, here's what grabbed me with them, guys. And yes, this is Candy Talk with Pauline and Kate. So I don't know what Mike and Ike is, never had them before. It's a sour mega mix, 10 flavors with like pineapples, you know, grape, lemon, all this stuff. And I was like, perfect. This will be good for my thing. And also, I love buying candy in boxes. And I'll tell you why. It is so American. I used to see it growing up. We don't have that in England. I thought it was so American and cool. So I love buying candy in boxes. Anyway, bought it. Ate the entire thing, and my stomach hurt so much. I've ingested nothing but sugar and chemicals, and there's a really big problem right now.
Oh my gosh, that's a good one. I've had those. Oh. I love Mike and Ike's. There's a ton of different flavors. There's like a tropical one and, you know, all different kinds of those you can get. Those are good. I love like a Sour Patch Kid or something similar.
Yeah. Yeah,
something similar to that. Good Ooh. Candy choice, but yeah, that too much.
Ate the whole thing. Yeah,
I call that gut rot.
Yeah. It's basically I'm rotting from the inside out at the moment. So I'm having a green tea to try and balance. All about balance, Kate. All about balance.
Yeah, that'll fix it.
And you know the fucking irony in all of this. I was in Trader Joe's, stood by the pre-sliced bread for 7 minutes going through trying to find, I can't have this bread, it's got sugar in it. Not having this bread, it's got sugar in it. And then I go and shove an entire box of Mike and Ike's down my throat. I mean,
balance.
It's balance. Can take us into these completely unbalanced people on 90 Day, please.
Oh boy. Maybe we should just get Sophie and Rob out of the way.
Can you lead this? Because you know.
Yeah.
Please lead. Please.
All right. So we jump back in and Rob is throwing a fit on the patio / bathroom lobby. He's saying that Sophie and her mom are judging him and that everyone's got an opinion, but nobody's out here doing it for themselves. They make me sound, he's just going, he's monologuing to the producers. They make me sound like I'm living in squalor. I'm like,
Well,
and Sophie and her mom are just in there. They can hear him doing this monologue, and she's just packing her stuff to go stay with her mom at the hotel because she's over his shit.
Mm-hmm. The mother is bright red with anger. How she contained herself, I can tell you, God bless my mother's soul. If a man had ever spoken to her or me like that in front of her, she would have grabbed a bottle off the table and smashed it over his head. I mean, not actually, but the words would cut him to the bone because that, I don't know how she contained herself, that woman. He is such a, just so, just trash. He's just trash. He's just, has no etiquette, doesn't know how to speak to people. He's rude. He's insecure. He projects everything. He is an absolute whining victim constantly, and I don't even want to watch these scenes anymore. I really don't.
Yeah, Sophie is over it. She says that he's really jealous. He acts like he's jealous of her upbringing and resenting her for her upbringing. And I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but we've kind of established she wasn't brought up in a mansion, you know. And also, that's your fiance. You shouldn't have that ill will towards them just for how they were born and raised.
It's ridiculous. Oh, you know, he wouldn't be complaining that much if she was paying all his bills, which I'm guessing she probably was for a while. But he's angry because, well, many reasons. But I think he thought she was coming over and paying for everything. And I don't think she is. She definitely has some side hustles going on. But she's not. Listen, I'll put it this way. I don't personally think, from what I've seen, that she was born into great wealth. And I say that because when you are born into great wealth and you go to certain private schools, and the way you speak is very indicative of the schooling. Let's put it that way. And that's not her.
Like, sure, they're kind of teaching you to speak a certain way, or what do you mean by that?
I would say yes. And it's also a different level of education. And you're surrounded by people. If you're going to these big, mega wealthy boarding schools and things like that, they all speak, you end up speaking a certain way. And that's not the way she speaks. Trying to be polite. I'm just saying, and all she's ever really said is that her grandfather had money, but she didn't know where it came from. And she lived in Spain, then went back to England. It's all very murky. And her mother was in Mexico. I don't know. But I think there's a lot, if you scratch the surface there, of money coming from a lot of different places, I would say. And I would not say that is being the heir to a lord or lady, let's say that.
Right. So, yeah. I'm seeing lots of theories on Reddit that I won't even repeat because they're based on nothing.
Exactly. But, we could speculate. But luckily we didn't see a lot of them in this. This was the only scene we saw of these two, right? And the mother walks out, and luckily she calmed herself down and was just like, Soph's coming to stay with me. And he's like, oh. And listen, Sophie's all online now. She's brunette. She doesn't have a wedding ring on her finger. I know that they can't post a lot of things until it all airs. But do you think they actually got married?
I would think they did, because otherwise I don't know how she's been here so long, right?
She could be going back and forth. Some people go in on a 30-day. She could have broken the 90-day. Left, and you just need to be out of the country for a while, then come back in a 90-day tourist visa, and then leave, and then come back. That's a possibility. Some people do that. I personally think she probably married him to get the green card and kept it. Good luck to her.
I think so. I was hearing that Rob did a live on his Instagram or something, and he was talking about how that was so long ago, and I did want things to get better, and they are better. I'm in Austin, and I guess he's working at a car, like he's like a mechanic or something. And I'm like, should I go get my car fixed by Rob and talk to him? But then I was like, no.
I got scared. Shit we've said about him. Can you imagine?
I know. I'm like, he's gonna mess up my car.
Exactly.
No.
So luckily,
but
that's all we that's saw it. Of them. I'm glad we didn't see any more. Can we go to Nikki?
Yeah, let's go to Nikki and Justin / Igor.
Now, Nikki is, by the way, her outfit with that pink beret, I was starry-eyed over. Loved her in it, Kate.
I did too. She looked fresh as a daisy in that.
Little midriff showing, pink beret on, matching lippy, little shorts. I loved that outfit. So she's going to get her nails done because she says, I'm a Jersey girl, you know, I have to get my nails done. So she goes in and, you know, she has this set up kind of appointment where she's speaking to the nail technician who she says, oh, a Moldovan man controlling Nikki. And she says, yeah, she goes, you should stick with an American man. She goes, love there, no better.
I loved this. She's just dumping her whole story on this nail
I
tech.
This nail tech was great. So she got her nails done, so she was really happy. Those claws, which we need to end. Her and Sheena need to stop these claws. I don't know how you get anything done. Then she takes herself in a little pink beret to the park to go and meet Justin. Now, listen, I have discussed this with a couple of listeners that actually DM'd me and said, I also find him very attractive and I'm ashamed that I do. I'm deeply attracted to him. I think he is a monster that usually I would, you know, say how awful he is as a human being about the things he says to Nikki, especially in this episode, which are terrible. But I find myself laughing along with him. And I don't know why, Kate.
Because it breaks the tension in this. It's unexpected. I'm trying to figure out why I giggle too. But then I feel bad.
It's horrible because we love Nikki. We love her. But she needs to get away. I mean, I came to the conclusion of, like, he's telling you honest exactly how he feels about you, Nikki. And it's not good. And it's not how you want to get it, who you want to marry. And so he's wearing this pink outfit, this pink t-shirt. And what I felt was so remarkable is that after all the shit that we'd seen last week, they're like, hi, love, they're all happy again. Just all happy.
I know. I'm like, what did we miss here? Yeah. And I was just so surprised that he said almost verbatim what you said about him. You called it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he says that he's emotionally in love with her, but not physically. Mm. And that's kind of what we've been saying our prediction about it is. And he confirms that and wants to have threesomes to be able to get off, I guess. And she throws it back at him. She's like, okay, yeah, but I want to be able to have men come in the bedroom too. And he says, nope.
Shut that down real quick. Yeah. But you're right. They're sat there and she just goes, well, what are we going to do? Da, 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 da. I don't know how they even got. Oh, yeah. They're talking about their upcoming engagement party, celebration party. And I'm like, sorry, I forget. Are these two still engaged? What? And so, you know, I don't know how she got onto sex again. She just, the thing is, Nikki said it. She says, I want love and I want attention. And when he does pay me attention, I feel amazing. But she has to understand what the right attention is. And it's not this. And then he goes, listen, yes, I want to be. She says, you have to be more physical with me. He's like, I will. But, you know, we just bring in another person, another girl. What? No, I don't want that. And he's like, ha, come on now. That's what we do. Yes. Sorry, Justin. Poor Nikki is sat there going, no, that's not what I'm talking about. Like, no. And then she goes on about the guy thing and he goes, it's not going to happen. And then they go and on a boat, on a swan boat, and everything's fine. I need Nikki to just know her worth, because it's Justin is not going to give her anything that she wants.
No, and she can't change him. Did you hear that part where she said, I'm hearing from this nail tech that men here are controlling and closed off, and I have to break that side of him. I'm like, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki.
He's not a dog that you can housebreak. Like, he's not going to change.
35-year-old man is not going to change, my friend. Nikki, I love you so much. I love your pink beret, but there's two things we need to get rid of. It's your stiletto nails and it's Justin. I'm sorry. But I would like to see Justin still on television. I'm sorry. I'd like to see him on The Single Life, and I want him dating around in America and just being Justin. I really would. I need him. I need a show on Bravo with him and Jason Hoppe, and they just go out on dates being horrific men.
Horrible.
Fancy both of them. All right. Who's next?
Let's see. I have Annalie and Clayton. She's in the bathroom crying. He's outside the door trying to get her to come out. He tells us he wants her to confront this issue of her dad and her mom not knowing about him, but she's an avoidant person. And she eventually comes out and she's talking about being so overwhelmed and wanting to go home and hug her mother. And this turned around so quickly in such a stupid way. Because in one breath, she's saying, I just want to break up with you if you're not going to respect my decision to not tell my parents about you after two years of dating you. And then it turns into this social media thing, how he feels upset because his ex-girlfriend wouldn't post him on social media because she was cheating on him. And she decides to post right then and there on Instagram, and then they finally go have sex. I thought this segment was so strange.
I honestly was waiting for you to explain this to me, and I'm glad you did, because I didn't watch it all. And I mean, I watched it, but I was in and out and couldn't really understand what they were talking about. Like, I didn't get it. I was just like, what? Sorry. So have we got to the bottom of why she hasn't told her dad?
No.
What is the reason she hasn't told her dad?
I don't know.
Okay.
And she said that's why she hasn't posted him on Instagram yet, because then her dad would know about him. And then he starts getting emotional and relating it back to his ex-girlfriend. And then she's like, no, I'm not like your ex. I'll post it right now. And then she does this lovey-dovey caption about, you're my favorite person. And he picks her up and they go finally have sex, which he says, the next day we both got off. Unless she was faking. And I'm like, why do I know that she was?
I'm going to take a bet on whether she was or not. Mm. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
So they broke. So all of that I didn't understand. I was hoping you were going to fill in something of about the dad finally. Why does the dad not know? Okay, that's still unclear. Completely unclear.
Yeah.
And they break it. They break their. They hadn't had sex for 2 months, and she just got there. You understand 2 months if you're been living together in a stagnant relationship or whatever, but the excitement of her getting there. I'm lost at that, but they finally did have sex. I'm so sorry if you're hearing a little barky bark in the background. I'm looking after this outstanding dog called Lulu right now. And I just want you to know that I just gave her, you may have seen it in the background in some of our filming and our recording, a horrific toy that my best friend in England sent me of her face when she was like licking ice cream, put on this weird teddy bear odd thing. Anyway, I just gave it to Lulu and she is going nuts with it and trying to tear it apart. So Lulu, but she's like barking at it. She's obsessed with it. She has so many toys and she's like, do you like it? Did you just hear her bark? Sorry, guys. She likes that a lot. She'll probably be humping Katie's face soon. So anyway, they finally had sex. And then, I mean, Annalie is, I don't see her attracted to him. We've already said that when she saw like his living situation, she saw that he had no friends. That was a massive turnoff. And then we see after sex, he's getting up there, wagging his tail. And also we're a baby pick of chocolate. I'm so glad next week we're going to be back. Baby pick and chocolate and this mother who is a nightmare. But I don't know why he hasn't FaceTimed baby pick and chocolate. I thought they were going to be a big part of our lives.
I know. It's rude, honestly.
Next week, we'll see them.
Thank God.
So they're still in San Diego. They're getting ready to leave. They go and do like a little bike ride thing. And she says, you know, I'd love to live in SD. I'd love to be in San Diego. And he's like, well, it'd be really hard to afford that. Not just because San Diego is very expensive, but also, you know, with me, you, baby pick a chocolate, the two dogs and my mother. And then she's like, in the confessional, she's like, I'm not living anywhere. What, get another closet for his mother? That's not going to happen. Yeah, that has not been addressed. We've got to look, we're on episode God knows what of this. We need to get to why the mother ended up in the closet. I want to know her story and why the sister who lives in the same town, or at least the same state, she doesn't live with her. I have a lot of questions. I want to get to the bottom of that one.
Yeah, I just checked. We're 13 episodes in, oh, and we don't know. We don't know why her dad and mom don't know about him, and we don't know why the mom is in the closet and what the story is, how'd she end up in the closet. And we haven't seen Baby Pig and Chocolate enough. So
I know. Just do a little segment, Baby Pig and Chocolate. We'd love to go through their little wardrobes, see the hats, see their outfits. What did they wear for Halloween? This is the stuff that we want to see. And they haven't been giving it to us.
We have so many spinoffs on TLC. I think we can have Baby Pig and Chocolate fashion show or something.
Oh, yeah. Dream. So they have this conversation. Then she starts talking about their wedding, which I'm like, oh my God, okay. So they're getting married and she says, I'd like some traditional things like the llamas and the gins. She does want the gins there, which I'm really happy about. So Baby Pig and Chocolate's wedding outfits. I'm excited about that if they make it down the aisle. And then a llama, stunning. But he's like, I don't know how I can afford this. In my mind, I mean, he seems to have a good job. He works from home and I think he works in tech. So I know not every tech job is, you know, Silicon Valley, but he doesn't seem to have any expenses. He has no social life and he has a small apartment. So I would imagine he has a good amount of money saved. I think he's like a Gino. I think all these men are bloody tight, dude. They're tight with their money. I'm telling you.
Maybe spending it on video games, but.
Oh yeah. Could be a lot of that.
Stuff like that. Maybe online gambling could be. That we've seen that pop up on this show.
We have. That would be something. But I mean, if you're not the amount of money you spend on the other night. Okay, here we go. When I saw James Kennedy, I went out for like two. We had like four drinks or whatever, and with tip, it was like $90. Like it's a lot to have a social life. So and he doesn't have one, so he should have a ton of money.
That's true.
I would have a ton of money if I didn't have a social life. Anyway, so then they're talking about the wedding and he goes, well, I'm going to ask my sister for help. And this was very funny in his confessional. He's like, she's been married and divorced three times. She's in her 30s. No judgment. But having said that, she's in her 30s and she's been married and divorced three times. Give it up. You do not need to get married again. You just don't. If you've done it three times and it didn't work out, I think you just need to go, I'll just have partnerships. You don't need to get married again.
Yeah, that's a lot of weddings. I mean, it's a lot of money down the drain. Ooh. I would probably say the same thing. But they call her and want her to organize the bachelorette party. That's the first thing. And Annalie is giggling about them having strippers and that kind of surprised me. You know, I thought maybe she'd be a little bit more like a little shy about it or something, but then it goes into how they want her to basically arrange the whole wedding. And
Do it all. And she completely hangs up on them. I love that. Like she hangs up. She's like, I'm not doing everything for your wedding. Are you fucking kidding me? Hangs up. Call her back. Oh, she's not answering. Oh, well. Carry on our day. Clueless, these two.
Yeah. She's like, I have a fourth husband to go find. So
exactly. She's got a lot to do. She's got a lot to do.
Yeah.
Who's next, Kate?
Let's talk about Gino and Jasmine.
Oh, dear. So happy. We have seen nothing but smiles from Gino and Jasmine, which has been bizarre, bewildering, off-putting, some would say. They're in Miami and they seem happy. Bizarre. They're sat having this romantic dinner. Gino's crying because he says he's so happy. I think he should have been crying that the fact that Jasmine said, just never thought I'd be with someone like you. I always imagined myself to be someone wealthy, good-looking.
That was so brutal. Never thought I'd be with an uggo like you. I thought I'd be with, you know, someone like my ex who's handsome. And I think he must like being humiliated.
There might be something there. Or you know what? He's just used to it. All these women he's had in his past, I can guarantee you they were all the same. Then they're just on cloud nine. He presents her with a ring. He's crying and I thought I could be so happy. She's like, this is all I ever wanted. And in TLC fashion, we know tick, 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 boom is coming. They're getting ready to leave Miami and Jasmine obviously loves Miami. And there on the bed packing. Of course, he's getting his numerous hats together. And she finds that this is the perfect time to confess everything. And she confesses that the money, the financials, Kate and I love our financials that we get into this. So these butt implants, which are horrendous and look completely botched, cost 10 grand. She got five. What was the breakdown? It was five.
From Gino, and that's, yeah, for the wedding dress. Mm-hmm. And then it was, wasn't it, she's claiming she had her part of her own money, and then
yes,
she needed what, like two grand more is what she's saying.
Two grand, yep. His name's Dan. It's Dale, isn't it?
I keep saying Dan.
Dane. That's what it is. You're right, Dane. So he apparently gave her 2 grand for the surgery. She had saved money, thousands. I don't know. I just think if it's disposable cash, okay, get it. But if you have two kids, you're going to go through a very expensive visa process and you can't work in a new country. I would not say saving up for butt implants is my priority. It's very odd to me. Very odd.
That could even finance the move to Miami in some part or something. Because obviously she doesn't want to keep living in Michigan.
Exactly. So it totaled 10 grand, this surgery, which is mm-hmm. whatever. Tells him, I got the 2 grand from a Dane. He's so happy for us. He even said, I don't need to repay it because it's a wedding gift. Aren't you happy? By the way, you're the one that can meet in this ass. He can't. As though that was going to save it. As though that statement, he's going to go, you know what? You're right. You're right. Because he doesn't get to have anal sex with you anymore. I do. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you, Dane. Great guy, Dane. I should call him up and thank him for giving me this lumpy butt. Sorry, Jasmine.
Sorry, Jazzy. So obviously it didn't go down well. He says you ruined the entire trip. They weren't screaming and throwing toothbrushes, but he was very hurt.
Yeah.
He was very hurt. And they kind of ended it in that hotel room, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. He was just really dejected and stood up. He's like, well, we got to get going to the airport. She's like, I love you, Gino. Jasmine.
Let's go to, we have two treats left, but let's do Sam and Citra. Kate, why don't you take us into the footsteps on the roof? For the love of God, the footsteps on the roof.
That's right. I forgot to write this part down, but Sam is telling us that he's like, now, I don't like to play into my dad's alien stuff, but something odd happened the other night. And I was like, wait a second. Am I watching the wrong show? Did I accidentally turn on one of our
ancient aliens? Yeah.
One of our Bigfoot shows or something. Finding Bigfoot, shout out. Oh, and so no, it's Sam's dad convinced that aliens have visited their humble abode.
Well, it comes about because they're leaving to go to the mosque and he's watering this patch. And Citra goes, what's in the grass? What are you doing? He goes, I'm watering this patch of the grass. And she goes, oh, right. He goes, yeah, so grass can regrow because something happened to her. Something happened to her. It was the other night. Woke up. Big footsteps on the roof. Not an animal. Big footsteps on the roof. I came out. And these big footprint-like, not footprint-like, FYI, when the camera went on, patches of grass were completely ruined. They were destroyed. And it happened the morning after I heard something on my roof. And that's when Sam's like, actually, I kind of heard that too. And they just go, all right, we're off to the mosque. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do with that.
That's, yeah, that was a great opening.
Oh, so good.
Citra's trying to teach Sam's dad how to greet her parents in their native tongue. And he's trying. I'll give him that.
The father did very well as well when he met him. He learned how to say welcome and good to meet you. And I love that. It's much more than we've seen from some other people in these shows.
True.
Yeah.
Then they're going to find a temple at this point, right?
And they go. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, they go to get a drink.
They go to get a drink. We forgot about that. Yeah, that's when they were leaving. When they would leave, right. They had the alien story, and then they went to go and get some whiskey. That's what it was. And can I just comment on? And we know this is no surprise to anyone that watches TLC. But TLC, I don't know how they get away with the music that they use at the beginning of everyone's segment. So if it is an African country, they just use the most stereotypical, like, safari sounds, right? It's so insulting. And then with, like, this one, Sam in Kentucky, it opens up and it's literally like, I mean, it's so bad.
They're like, picture it, Kentucky.
It's awful.
Fiddle.
It really is. So you're right. They go to the bar and then, I mean, they're not having sex because of her religion that he's respecting, and they are drinking a little bit. But he says after this, you know, I'm not going to drink, and I don't know. But yeah, it was interesting. They go to that bar. I don't think much happened there unless I missed that. I think I skipped it.
Yeah, they have their Malibu rum. Fruity drinks, and she's like telling the camera people, she's like, don't tell my parents. And I thought that was so cute. But
yeah,
they're talking, and what stuck out to me from all this bar scene was Sam. Sam talking about how he used to party a lot and all this, but he's trying to move on from that lifestyle. And then it comes up later when they go to this temple. He talks in his confessional about being worried that past Sam is going to come popping up. That worried me.
I know,
because he doesn't seem so sure about it, that it's not going to happen. And
he's 30 years old. I mean, sometimes it takes a lot of people to get it out of their system. Some people get it out of their system by 25. I don't know. The main thing that I want to talk about is the sisters. So he reveals to us, he says her dad and one of her sisters has already flown in. The other sister, they're going to go and pick up at the airport. And he goes, they're like really mean. They are like serious mean girls. He says, they're awful to me and they're horrible. I mean, I love them, but they're so mean. They just say terrible things to him about his appearance. I mean, it's... And this, they pick up this girl, the sister, and Citra's like, you know, I think my sister's going to be disappointed because they think everyone in America looks like Ryan Gosling. No.
They do not. Yeah.
They're going to be in for a shock, love. I'm telling you.
They're in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by these like country bumpkins who are obsessed with aliens. Just like, what is this place?
So they take her to the hotel to go meet the dad and the other sister. And I mean, Sam, you're making effort with the religion, obviously, in the language, but he's wearing this white undershirt. Like, you know, whatever it used to be called, which I won't say, but this white undershirt with like a shirt over it. It's just like, you couldn't just button up the shirt, dude. At least button up the shirt, because it's like this dirty, ill-fitting white undershirt.
Yeah, that would have been a nice gesture. I don't think he does that very often. We'll see if he does that at the ceremony.
The wedding, yeah, we'll see. So, yeah, they kind of sit there and talk, and then he goes back and they go to the house and they meet Sam's dad, and he was very polite and learned kind of the custom of how to greet Citra's dad, and that was about it, right?
Yeah, meeting Herman. I thought he seemed like a real nice guy.
He did. Kate, can you take us to our last couple? I mean, hey, they are a mess. They are a goddamn mess.
Oh, Manuel and Ashley.
I can't.
We're back at the Fuego Cafe.
Fuego, indeed.
They're in the middle of this fight about money. And Ashley's giving us great lines. Like, I'm not asking you to lick my ass. I'm just asking you for some acknowledgement. Talking about what she was saying last week, how she brought him here. She's paying for the food, the phone. She's sheltering him. She's having sex with him multiple times a day. And he's sending his family money once a month. And that's still not enough for him. Oh. And he's not even saying thank you, really. And so they're not getting along, and he's saying stuff like, you're acting crazy and you can't stand me. And he's being so antagonistic to her too.
Yes.
And she's like, let's just go, because they're going to take his friend to the airport. So they walk out into the parking lot, and she's kind of in a huff walking off.
Yeah, sure.
And the strangest thing happens. He goes up to her to apologize.
Yes.
And kisses her. And she stands up and says, let's just do this. Let's go. And leads him back into the Fuego Cafe.
Leads him into the bathroom where they did not turn off their mics, which we love a hot mic moment. We didn't need to hear everything that we heard on this hot mic moment, but they went into an all-gender restroom in Fuego Cafe, who was probably bleached that from top to bottom after seeing this, and they proceeded to bang it out. I'm sorry. What?
I do not know what happened in that parking lot. It was so strange.
I think it's a routine. I think Ashley's convinced herself, honestly, that I think that obviously they both have high sex drives, and I think that she's convinced herself that's part of this. Every time we fight, we have to have sex afterwards, and that makes it okay. Strange. I genuinely think that, which is really damaging and not okay, but I think she thinks any fight that they have, as long as they have sex immediately afterwards, it kind of clears the energy, because she is about energy. She talked about sex magic as well. And I'm thinking she's convinced herself that that solves it. Which
I think you're right. Yeah, it's almost, it seems like Pavlovian. It's like,
yeah, ding ding,
and then ding, they go, and yeah. Now we go. Oof. Yeah, that sounds right.
Isn't healthy at all. But I did laugh my ass off when the producers were questioning her. I laughed because she started laughing. I was laughing so hard. They were like, "So what happened?" Oh well, we went back in. So we had a discussion in the parking lot. We said sorry, and then we went back into the cafe, and she just started laughing. It was so good.
Did you see on her Instagram story too? She put no regrets or something. And that then
cafe.
They leave the Fuego Cafe. The friend, by the way, is just sitting in the cafe the whole time. So awkward. And then they leave, and that poor guy had to sit in the back of this hot, sex smelly car.
Oh God.
That post. It made me
nauseous. Almost.
Yeah.
There's nausea there.
So then it's the smudging and all that, right? At the home.
And the one line I have about this is, she is, like you say, trying to clear the energy. But Manuel comes up with some one-liners that make me laugh as much as my darling Justin. Is that she's lighting a candle and he just goes, "Who died?" And she goes, "What?" He goes, "We're lighting all these, there's like a bloody funeral in here."
I thought you were going to say the other line that he's talking to the camera and he's like, "It's better to stay quiet than get hit with a rock." she's got him holding all these crystals above his head.
See, I think essentially those two are good friends. I think they have a good laugh. They obviously have good sex. They have a good laugh. But that does not a relationship make. You also need to be on the same level about a lot. He has a whole family, kids that he doesn't even talk to her about.
So wild.
Such a mess. It is such a mess, but we're here for it. And then she said that they were operating from their root chakra at the coffee shop. I was like, you were indeed. Then she decides, because it's wedding, keep forgetting that any of these people are supposed to be getting married. She wants to do a choreographed dance. Now, we've already lived through Rob trying to do a choreographed dance inside LAX in front of a vending machine. We're not doing that again. So I love how she's like, I want to do this for the wedding, so let's make it really sexy. I can imagine nothing more awful than me dancing a really sexual dance in front of friends and family at my wedding.
I love this for her. I think this will be such a funny story that her cousins will laugh about for years. Like, remember at Ashley's wedding when they did that sexy dance?
It's going to be so good. So she goes in there, didn't seem much. So she met her friend who's a choreographer who I loved it. She was like, I'm not getting them a wedding present. This is their wedding present.
That was her sister, Sienna.
Oh, that was her sister. Sienna said that. That's
the sister's wedding gift to them.
Love it. And so they do a couple of moves, which I don't know really anything that was sexy about that, but God love them, they did that. And then they sat down to talk, and I love the friend and the sister exactly like us. She tells the story about having sex. She's like, they should not be getting married. They should not be getting married. This is not good.
No, she's at least got some voice of reason friends here, and
I know
they're trying at least to tell her, but
there's no one here that should be getting married at all. That's the bottom line. So I think that was the end of the show then, Kate.
Yep, that's all I have. It was a pretty good episode.
Oh, there was a laugh. I don't know how any of this is wrapping up. Some of them have got to be getting married at some point. I mean, I don't know when any of this is happening, by the way.
I know, we had that one couple, Devin.
Oh, geez. Yeah. And they're like already, they're gone. Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know when any of these are supposed to get married.
Well, Sophie and Rob only have 24 days left to wed. So, well, I guess they can probably milk this argument out for another 4 episodes. Who am I kidding? But yeah. Yeah, I want to see this start to... I'm getting to that point. You get to that point in every 90-day season where you're just like, okay, let's get this wrapped up here.
Exactly.
I'm getting there with that.
And it's just strange. It's like, hang on, we're in episode 13 or whatever. Like, when are the weddings happening? Can we start getting these knocked out, please? Because I want to see them, and I want to see this sexy dance. I think, is there anyone here that you think will not get married?
Let's see. If I had to guess, I would say Clayton and Annalie, but then she was planning the wedding so much. So maybe it would be Citra and Sam.
I think Citra and Sam will, the families, it's Nikki. I would say Nikki's not going to get married to Justin. They're not going to get married.
Yeah, you're right. Cause she's over there and I think she's about ready to get the hell out of Dodge. And
they're
going to
have an engagement party. I swear to God, that's hysterical. They're not even having sex with each other. No, Citra and Sam will definitely get married because the father's there and they're going to do it in the mosque. The two sisters are there. That's a very expensive trip.
True.
From Indonesia over. They'll get married.
Yeah.
Clayton and Annalie, I do think they'll get married. It'll be odd, but I don't know why. I just don't see the parents don't know where is she supposed to be then? Where do her parents think she is?
She told them she was going on a work trip. If I remember correctly,
need someone to explain this to us, what's going on. Ashley and Manuel will definitely get married. They're a disaster and they will definitely get married.
Oh yeah, she's hell bent.
Gino and Jasmine, it has been revealed, I believe. No, kind of spoiler alert, they did get married.
Yeah.
And it came out today that they've apparently separated.
Oh.
Don't know the validity in that, though.
I'm sure that will be an ongoing theme for however long they are married, that they're getting divorced. And Angela and Michael, I keep seeing all over Instagram.
He is here after all those years. Smart, because she's got another show now. I mean, it will be, I would definitely watch him adjusting to, are you kidding me, Rural America? It'll be amazing to see that.
Oh yeah,
we will love it.
I think it's in the bag.
So they got another show. Kate, well, what do we need to tell our gorgeous listeners about where to find us? What do we need to plug?
Follow us on social media, Instagram and TikTok. Tender Loving Care Podcast is our handle. Mm-hmm. You can email us if you have any questions about Patreon or suggestions for shows to watch or comments about the shows that you want to share. We'd love to get some listener mail at our email is tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. And then, like we mentioned earlier in the podcast, if you go to the description of our podcast episodes, there's a link to join our Patreon. I think there's over 50, there's like 50, 60 backlogged episodes in there. So there's a ton of stuff. I'm uploading the videos too. You see the video version. And speaking of video version, go to our YouTube, search for Tender Living Care Podcast. And there is now a video version of all of our episodes. So you can like, subscribe, hit the bell.
Smash that bell. Smash that like button. Subscribe. And make us YouTubers. Please make us YouTubers. And you can watch us recording. You can watch us in all our glory recording. And I would also like to say we are not sponsored by Mike and Ike, but I would love to get sponsored by Mike and Ike. Megamix sour that does feature 10 flavors. So guys, if you like Mike and Ike, go out and buy a couple of packets. All right. We love you, and we will be seeing you tomorrow for our Wednesday's Wheel of Shame episode. And then we'll be back on Friday with our Bravo episode plus a subscriber only episode. So guys, go to our show notes. Click the link for Patreon. It takes 2 seconds, $5 a month. You get a ton of content. We love you all, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.